French foreign minister vows Ukraine will remain top priority in visit to Kyiv. By Breitbart, London, on January 13, 2024. AFP, France's new foreign minister Stéphane Séjourné on Saturday renewed his country's support to Ukraine, choosing Kyiv for his first official visit abroad, as the war with Russia nears a second anniversary. Séjourné arrived in Kyiv as Ukraine saw another wave of overnight strikes from Russia, which has intensified its aerial attacks recently. The visit took place as allies struggle to secure funding, with some worrying that Kyiv could be forgotten amid new conflicts, including between Israel and Hamas. Despite the multiplying crisis, Ukraine is and will remain France's priority, Séjourné said. The freshly appointed foreign minister explained that the fundamental principles of international law and the values of Europe, as well as the security interests of the French, were at stake in Ukraine. Séjourné, 38, who unlike his predecessor Catherine Colonna has no background as a professional diplomat, had already pledged continued support. Aid promised to Ukraine between August and October 2023 fell almost 90% from the same period in 2022, reaching its lowest point since the start of the war, according to a Kiel Institute survey from December. An EU aid package worth €50 billion, $55 billion, has been stuck in Brussels, while the US Congress remains divided on sending additional aid to Ukraine. Russia hopes Ukraine and its supporters will get tired before it does. We will not falter, Séjourné added. But Russia, bolstering its arsenal, has geared up for a long war and reoriented its economy. It has in recent weeks intensified its aerial assaults on the war-torn country. Russia launched 40 missiles and drones over the country in an overnight barrage, the Ukrainian Air Force said. It destroyed 8 missiles and disabled over 20 devices. Either they fell in the fields, they were detonated in the air, or they were affected by means of radio-electronic warfare of our defense forces, Air Force spokesman Yuri Ignat said on television. Russia said it targeted places producing ammunition and drones and had hit all designated facilities. Ukrainian authorities did not report any dead in the latest barrage, but one civilian was wounded in the Sumy region. In a press conference alongside Séjourné, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba praised the minister's important visit immediately after his appointment, and despite the Russian strikes. I am grateful to you for your courage, for the fact that he did not turn around on the way, Kuleba said. He added that they had discussed the further supply of systems and missiles to protect the Ukrainian sky, as well as the supply of drones to Ukraine. France's military support to Ukraine amounts to €3.2 billion, according to a parliamentary report published in November. France has provided artillery and air defense means to Ukraine, Séjourné said. We are entering a new phase of defense cooperation aiming to strengthen Ukraine's capacity to produce the weapons it needs on its own soil, he added. Kuleba confirmed that the two countries had agreed to work on creating the most favorable conditions for the interaction of our defense companies, including legally. The day before, Kyiv had seen the visit of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who announced a new multi-billion-dollar aid package for Ukraine and pledged London's support for a decade. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed the unprecedented 10-year security cooperation agreement as well as the £2.5 billion, $3.2 billion, in new military aid earmarked for 2024. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.